All right, guys. Welcome to the first episode of 803 Picks. And this is your host, Keyshawn, and my co-host, Bambino. Today, we're going to be giving you some picks on the NFL slate for December 13, 2020. Bam, I'm going to let you go ahead and give me your first pick and tell me a little bit about it.
My first pick, probably, I'll go with Colts minus three. I like that game the most.
Colts minus three.
I don't believe in the Raiders at all. I think they beat bad teams, and they competed a little bit with the Chiefs because they run the same exact offense. But their problem is they can't cover, and they like to blitz A-gaps. And against T.Y. Hilton, you can't do that. And the Colts interior offensive line is probably top three in the NFL. So given all that, I don't see how the Colts cover or win at all. And also just some trends. Raiders are 2-5 against the spread last seven. Colts are 14-6 last 20 against teams with winning records. Oh yeah, and the Raiders are just terrible in the run game without Josh Jacobs, and you can't beat the Colts without running the ball.
That's true. Okay. My probably most confident pick that I have right now, just right now, is gonna be the minus the seven with the Titans versus the Jags. The Titans are just coming off an embarrassing loss against the Browns. I mean, they got embarrassed. Baker Mayfield threw for, what, four or five touchdowns. The Jags aren't The Jags are a bad team, but they've been showing a lot of flashes of, like, they can actually do something. I'm pretty sure they covered the last three games. I mean, you have to fact check me if I'm wrong. I can't remember off the top of my head. But we saw what happened with the Colts. The Titans got embarrassed by the Colts. I mean, they lost to the Colts the first go around. They came back and embarrassed them. They just got embarrassed by the Browns. This Titans team doesn't like to get embarrassed. I think they beat the Jaguars at least by 10. I would bet it up to minus 10 easily.
If they didn't have the hook, I'd probably take it.
That's fair.
I saw it at 7.5. I don't like betting on running teams for over a touchdown.
That's fair. It's hard. I know what you mean.
And the Jaguars defense actually isn't that bad. They just turn the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
So they get screwed.
Now, this is a game.
But
this game I'm about to say right here real quick. Okay. I'm sorry, we cut you off. I think we got an upset brewing up on this game. It's two games technically. One, I see the Washington football team beating the 49ers. I would do the straight up money line on that. And it's just been announced that Daniel Jones is playing against the Cardinals. I would take that game. I would take it, but you never know what Cardinals team you're gonna get. You never know which one you're gonna get. Sometimes you get a Cardinals team, you're like, okay, man, this team looks like they can compete. The other times we get, you know, some shit.
Well, let's hop on that one because that's another one of mine. I got Giants plus three. I don't care what Cardinals team I get. I don't think they're going to win either way because Kyler's shoulder is messed up.
Yeah.
Like, really bad. And it doesn't only affect him throwing the ball. He doesn't run the same. Like, they say he runs like a bad kid all the time. He looks like he's scared. Like he's running from a, I can't even say he's running from a whooping because kids will run fast from a whooping. He don't look right. And the Cardinals aren't, even no matter how good DeAndre Hopkins is playing and all that, the Cardinals aren't good without him running the ball well.
So would you take the money line on the Giants?
I don't know about the money line. I think the Giants are covering machines and dogs are 2.5 or like 30 something and 11 against the spread this season.
That's fair. That's fair.
And Cardinals haven't covered in the last five.
Okay. That's a game I might take the money line. I was being ballsy today. I took the money line on the UNC game today. Now we're up for that. Also took the over for the Florida LSU game in the middle of it, and now it's trending upwards. So I would probably do Giants money line and the Washington football team money line. Those are the only upsets that I actually see this weekend. I mean, this Sunday regarding money lines. Other than that, I won't touch anything else unless you're trying to beef up some of your bigger parlays by maybe throwing in a Tampa Bay with a -325 or a Chiefs with a -330. A game that you know, I mean, you can attest to this because you're a Falcons fans. They got the Falcons at -1 right now. Is the Chargers center still hurt, Bam?
I don't know. I wasn't going to take it anyway.
I'm confident in the way this Falcons team has been playing. I'm confident in that. You guys win that game. I'm saying you guys win that game by at least 7. This Chargers team is not good.
See, all that's nice. But it's the Falcons.
That's true.
And this is the kind of game that we lose if we're in a winning season. I'm trying to find the injury report. I don't see it. I know for us, a left guard is out. A right tackle that's supposed to be blocking Joey Bosa is out, so that's not good.
Gurley's back though, right? Yeah, Gurley's starting this week.
That don't mean nothing. Hell, use them right.
Now, you know, they try to do a lot of, hit the two in the one hole. Like, you gotta bounce it out with Gurley, but they'll learn.
They won't learn. I don't know. It's a do not touch for me.
Okay. Another
I don't trust Atlanta.
a game that I have on my do not touch list, I wouldn't even sniff this game. It's the Broncos Panthers game. That game,
Wouldn't even watch it.
first off, that game's gonna be, it's gonna be boring. But second off, you have two teams right now. Like, I don't even know where to put the Panthers at because they compete every week and they look so good every week, except for like 5 or 6 plays, and that loses them the game every time. This Broncos team. Yeah, they got Drew Lock back. I'm pretty sure Judy's off of the injury report. I'm pretty sure he's playing this game. Broncos defense isn't that bad, but I just don't know with that. I wouldn't touch the game. I barely watch any Broncos games. I try not to do that. I wouldn't touch that game at all. If I had to, I probably just do like an under because I got the under at 45. I probably just do under right then because Broncos are a little stingy with it. CMC also isn't playing this Panthers game, so it takes a little bit away from the explosiveness of the offense. So under 45 will probably be like a safe bet if you had to do it. But if you don't touch it at all. But I'm feeling the over on the Chiefs my Dolphins games. Me and you talked about this early in the week. Something's telling me that the Chiefs Dolphins will get it done. We know what the Chiefs offense is gonna get. We know what they're gonna get. And I'm confident in this Dolphins offense led by Tua to give me at least 20. At least. The line's right now at 50 and a
That
half.
is insane.
But I see it. And I know you see it too.
I don't see it, actually. I think they got the how do you explain it? They're not letting Tua run the whole offense.
Okay,
I don't think you
that's
can
true.
beat the Chiefs like that. And the Chiefs are gonna speed up the game. They're gonna blitz Tua a lot, see if he can move on that hip, and see if he can make plays when he moves. And that's not something I've seen Tua do, even going back to college. So
But the thing is, Myles Gaskins, he's been doing pretty well. The run game in Miami is, they're running a little, RPO action every now and then. He's been catching teams off guard. I think they can still put up 21 points. I'm confident the line right now is 50 and a half. I'm confident it'll score about 35 to 21.
35.
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to blow them out.
I think it'll be a blowout. I don't think it'll be 35. I think, see, the only way you beat the Chiefs is in a shootout. I don't see the Dolphins getting into a shootout with them. I feel like it's a low-scoring game, and whoever has the ball last wins.
Okay.
Just like the Broncos game, just like, what's the game the Chiefs played before that? It was really
The Tampa Bay game,
Bucs game.
yes.
Yeah. Just like both of those games.
I'm just saying, out of the last five Chiefs games, they've scored at least 30. They scored 30 out of three of the five. Tampa Bay was 27-24. Denver was 22-16. We know that this Dolphins defense is worse than that Denver defense, but the offense is better than Denver's offense.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
You think this Denver's defense is better than the Dolphins defense?
I think Miami has a better defense than Denver this year, especially without Von Miller.
That's true. Vaughn is out. Vaughn, it actually, let me check some stuff too.
And the Broncos are starting two rookies at corner. Like Miami still has Xavier Howard and Byron Jones. Kyle Van Noy plays over there now.
I see
Like
what you
they got some players over there.
Okay, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Let's jump to this Vikings Tampa Bay game. Now, I think, yeah, me and you talked about this something like Monday or Tuesday or something like that about the Tampa Bay money line, because I said I'm just going to throw that on one of my parlays. You said you weren't feeling it, man. Like, what's up with that?
Because it's a clash of schemes. Minnesota plays a lot of cover two, so they're going to keep everything in front of them. And they're not going to give up the deep ball. That's their that is their philosophy. And they're going to blitz. They're going to double A gap pretty much every third down. And every team that's beat Brady, you beat them by not letting them throw the ball deep because Bruce Arians won't let him throw checkdowns, and you put pressure up the middle. In the Vikings defense, that's exactly what they do.
So you're
I
telling me right
know,
now, Vikings money line.
not money line. I'm taking the spread. I'm not that crazy, but
+7.
yeah, and I don't have that much faith in Brady in general. But especially with Arians as coach, because he's doing the same thing that got him ran out of Pittsburgh, which was not running the ball. He's doing that in Tampa Bay, not changing the scheme, which is why everybody hated him in Pittsburgh. He's not doing that here again, even though you have the greatest West Coast quarterback ever. And receivers that, I mean, Antonio Brown's. I mean, I didn't watch Moss and the rest of them, but from receivers that I've seen, that's the best run after catch guy ever.
I mean,
Chris
you're not
Godwin
wrong.
was fast. Mike Evans big enough to do what Slant Boy does. So,
I'm just saying everything that you're telling me right now is leading me towards that money line. It's safe. I think it's a safe play. Tampa Bay is the better team. We also know I have Kirk Cousins on my fantasy. Kirk Cousins will throw you out of a game immediately. If Dalvin Cook is literally not cooking, that is not going to happen. Tampa Bay's defense is food, right? I said this a while ago, right before they played the Saints for the first time. But Kirk Cousins isn't going to take advantage of that. It's going to be left to Dalvin Cook. I'm confident in the money line for the Buccaneers. I'm not saying everybody should go, straight because it's like -300 for most people. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to lose. You want to put up a whole bunch of money to only gain a little bit. But if you need some more, you're looking for that, 5 to 6. Parlay, you want to throw that on there as your last one? I'm confident in that. I'm really confident with that.
If you say so, man. I'm not. I feel like this can go either way. I feel like they can end up like the Panthers the last
That's
time the
fair.
Panthers.
I know what you mean. That's kind of how I feel about this Houston Chicago game. But
Would never touch that.
in a game like this, I always tend to go with the better quarterback. I'm going with Houston. I got it at minus one. What's today? Saturday. I got it Thursday night. Got it at minus one with the Texans. I'm confident with that. The Chicago looks lost. I'm like 90% sure Mitch is starting this week. Mitch is terrible. I know how you feel about Deshaun Watson, but he's been lighting it up these past few weeks. Defense isn't looking bad. I'm confident. I honestly think the minus two is a little disrespectful to Houston,
They won three games.
but I mean, we look, man, the way Houston's been playing lately and the games that they have lost that were close, and the Bears suck. Like the Bears are a terrible football team this year. All the games that they won, they lucked into the wins. Minus two, that's a fair thing. Do not touch the over under at all. That's a trap. I've been seeing a lot of people. I last time I checked, a lot of the money was on the over, and I'm like, I understand what you guys are saying, but that's not it. These two teams are, we know Houston's can score, but the Bears suck.
Yeah, this was a do not touch for me. Don't think the Bears suck. I think the Bears hired the wrong coach, to be honest. Like, you're the Chicago Bears and your coach is pussy. Honestly. Like, it's fourth down and one. Any Bears team in history, you know what they're doing. This dude is
This is
running the
smash mouth football,
triple
man.
reverse. This dude's running a triple reverse end around flea flicker. Like, what are you doing? And I don't like Deshaun Watson. I feel like he's overhyped. I still feel like he's overhyped. He hasn't had that. He hasn't had one of those prove it games to me since college. And he proved me wrong in college. He did. But in the pros, he hasn't had that for me.
I'm just saying,
I'm
man.
not, I don't I don't I don't think Deshaun Watson is bad necessarily. Like, he's obviously a franchise quarterback, but I wouldn't put him up like in the elite level.
Okay.
And you don't have to be elite to be a franchise quarterback, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I think this is a safe pick. Both teams are a little weird right now. Like I'm looking at the last five of the Texans. They lost to the Colts by six. I didn't get to watch the game. They blew the Detroit Lions out. They beat the Patriots. Lost to Cleveland. That Cleveland game was a little shaky. Neither team could really get anything going. Beat Jacksonville. They're 3-2 in their last five. The Bears are 0-5 in their last five. They've been looking terrible. The overtime game with the Saints shouldn't even got it. Shouldn't even got that far. They're being stingy against the Tennessee and Minnesota. That's why the game seemed like it was close. They look like this team isn't going to do what it is. Mitch Trubisky came back against Green Bay. He threw what two like 200 or 300 yards. I mean, I'm pretty much sure like 300 yards. They lost 41-25. Lost again to Detroit 34-30. I don't see this. This is the same Detroit team that went and lost to the Texans a week before 41-25. I'm confident in that pick.
Okay. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just saying why I thought it was a stay away.
So what are the
And
other picks,
the
man?
Bears finally ran the ball from once last game.
Yeah, that's true.
And
That's true.
they did put up 30.
Yeah.
Normally the Bears putting up 30 with that defense, it's a blowout. My other
Yeah,
picks,
let me
hold
know.
on, let me pull it back up. I was looking at the Oregon Washington game that made me lose. We did Colts minus three. We did Giants. I already said Vikings plus seven. Oh, only other one is Saints minus seven.
Yeah.
Cause y'all suck.
We're a terrible team that and we're just coached very badly.
Yeah, y'all lack talent. Y'all are injured. Your coach is the worst part, though.
I've been saying that
Can
before.
relate to that.
I've been saying that before, not to go on my little Eagles tirade. But Carson Wentz hasn't looked good all season, but he's not even, his coach isn't even helped mask his problems, like at all. He's really left him out there to dry. And now we're putting in Jalen Hurts, and I want Hurts to do good. You feel me? I want whoever my quarterback is to do good.
This is not the
You feel me?
team.
That's
This is
like,
not the game, bro.
I forgot who I was talking to, but I was like, when they announced it, I said, out of all the games we played, you decide to put up us against the number one defense in the league, the Saints. I mean, I'm like, okay. And I was reading some other stuff, Doug feels really confident in this Eagles team getting this win. It's like he's like, well, the Saints got Taysom Hill back there. They like to run the ball a lot. We got a good run defense. I said, Doug, I understand that, but Jalen Hurts' first start against the number one defense. This is the same defense that lost me $4,000 because Tom Brady couldn't score one touchdown that I needed. This defense has been making elite quarterbacks look like high school freshmen. And we're about to put in our rookie quarterback in his first start against this team. I'm honestly surprised the line is only at -7.
It's only -7 because of Taysom. And Taysom, as much as I hate to compliment a Saints player, is not that bad. He's not
No, he's
good,
not good, but he's getting the job done.
but he can. I think the most important thing that he's learned is Michael Thomas is
Yeah.
always open, and that's good enough to get you at least regular
He
season
realized
wins
that.
on a regular
He realized that
basis.
extremely quickly. He said, Slant Boy is always open, and if anything fails, I'm gonna hit him. We saw it last game. The pocket collapsed, he rolled out. Michael Thomas is there every single time. So, and
I do want to say for everybody saying he's played three bad teams or three bad defenses in the sense, well, not three. They've played three easy games and two bad defenses. Atlanta right now is the better defense than that Broncos team that they rolled out there with 90 people on the COVID list. One, two, they gave up three touchdowns
exactly.
in both games. Atlanta giving up three touchdowns in every other Falcon season is a double-digit win. So please cut that out, man. Atlanta's defense has been the bright spot, even with Dan
That's why I'm
Quinn.
feeling confident with the pick for you guys this week, man. I'm super confident in it. Because this Chargers team is a mess. Like, I don't know what's going on down, I mean, over there, but the team is a mess. I don't understand how a team can look so cohesive and it looks like they have no leadership at the same time. I have no idea how it's done, but they're figuring out a way to do it.
Well, part of it is your coach telling you that there's no chance you're making the playoffs before a game.
Like, I'm like,
I wouldn't want to play
I'm
for
just like,
that
are we serious right now? But I'm confident in that. I'll probably throw a little parlay together with the Falcons -1. I would touch the over, but you guys haven't been scoring as much as I needed y'all to, or you guys haven't been letting other teams score. When was it? 2 weeks ago when we guys played the Raiders? I just needed one more touchdowns. Not only did Derek Carr shit the bed, but your defense was extremely stingy. I'm talking about you couldn't do anything against that defense.
I don't think the defense was really that stingy. They just fumbled five
Like,
times and threw a pick six.
that was just like, okay. I was like, okay, whatever. It was killing me. What other games you got on your slate for this for tomorrow?
That pretty sure was it. I had Colts, Giants, Cardinals under, Giants +3. Vikings +7, Saints -7. Oh, the Washington and San Francisco under. I don't know if I'm with you on that money line.
This Washington football out, they was talked about before about how, who's gonna win the NFC East, how bad the NFC East is. At the beginning of the season, I said, like, my first pick was the Cowboys. Like, on paper, the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC East. On paper, the Cowboys are a
Yep.
top, I think they're top five team, top three team in NFC. On paper.
We don't have to go over why that's a do not
No,
touch,
no, no,
right?
no. Hell no.
Like if you're betting on that
Yeah,
game,
no,
you're stupid.
don't touch that. No. But the Cowboys, they've been terrible. Dak got hurt, sorry for that man. And the Giants have been the Giants. Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz just forgot how to play and coach football. But this Washington football team, this first off, Gibson is amazing. He is the feature back. The way Gibson has been playing, he's pushed Zeke down to the
He
third
is
best.
also out.
Yeah, he is. Oh, he is. Wow.
Yeah.
Changes it a little bit.
Wait, who, third?
Third. Yeah, Zeke is the third best running back in the
Oh, yeah,
NFC. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Make that
Saquon.
fourth because Miles Sanders is right there.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
But this Washington football team's defense,
That man is not better than
this
Zeke.
defense that they have over there, oh my goodness. I caught.
They're the same thing. Like, it's the same team, bro. Like, the same team with a worse quarterback, which is crazy to say about Jimmy Garoppolo. Same team as the Niners last year, where they go eight deep on defensive line. And I think Washington's getting overhyped by the fact that they beat the Steelers, but the Steelers could have lost to a lot
Yeah,
of teams
no,
with the
I've
way that
said
they
that
play.
too. I really, the we're take away interception on the drive. It's looking like we beat that team, and this is when we were sucking. Like we were at the bottom of the barrel. The Pittsburgh isn't that good. Honestly, I'm leaning towards the Bills money line on Sunday night, but. To me, this is a don't touch game either. If anything, just go ahead and get your little over for the half and call it a night.
I'd be all over the Bills. I don't want to take a pick yet because it's injuries and stuff, but I'd be all over the Bills because they're the same exact thing. Basically, offensively, they're the same exact thing, except for Josh Allen can throw the ball deep, and they honestly have much
Yeah.
better receivers.
A lot of the me and you talked about before, the Steelers receivers are getting a lot they should. They're Claypool is a monster. Deontay, he's there. Juju, he's scrappy, right? But the thing is, this Steelers team, they drop balls all the time. And if they can't beat you deep, they're pretty much done.
Well, they're not going to
Like
beat you deep. So that's the thing. Ben doesn't have an arm strength. Ben won't. I don't know if it's scheme or maybe, I guess it's just Ben being old, but
It's just old.
he just
It's the same
can't
thing
throw
we
the
saw
ball
with Drew
deep.
Brees. The arm strength is gone. They just can't throw the ball. They can give you one deep ball a game, and they tend to save it towards the later quarters. That's pretty much it. But the
Yeah.
Steelers' run offense, I mean, their run offense is abysmal, man. Like,
Their offensive line coach left and their offensive
I mean,
line
it's terrible,
regressed.
like
I don't know who the Steelers' line coach is now.
Devin Singletary, he's been doing a little bit. The Steelers are not good against the run either. If Devin Singletary, he has to have a, I think the Bills win either way, but to me, this is a do not touch the spread. Go with either the money line or the over. Those are the only two things I would, do. I don't want anything stupid to happen. Maybe buy a point for the Bills to get it all the way at 1.5 or just 2.
I don't even know if I touched the
Nah,
over.
look, both.
I don't know if Pittsburgh can score because Buffalo has been playing a lot better defensively, rushing the passer, and playing in the secondary because Tre'Davious White and Micah Hyde settled in. But the way you beat the Bills is still to
And
run the
that's the thing,
ball.
they're not going to run the ball.
That's
They're
not
gonna
what the Steelers
the
did.
Steelers are gonna try to force the pass in. I mean, the over is sitting at 48 and a half. I personally, I see a
This is like
24-21.
a
You
24
feel
to
like
10 game to me.
24 to 10 game. That's all I see. I don't really see anything else. I don't 24-21 at the most, but it depends if the Steelers can run the ball, and we know that they're averaging 92 yards a game rushing. Benny Snell has been looking decently, you know. James Conner, I'm pretty sure James Conner's back, but before that, he was like on a 3 or 4 game slid of him looking terrible. So I wouldn't really. I see what you're saying with the over, but the Bills let San Fran put up 24 against them, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't bet against that. This San Fran team is not that explosive.
Wasn't that like really late though? Like I fell
Garbage
asleep
points
during the
still count
game.
in over under. We know that all the way. I love garbage points. That's why I love when
That's true.
it's hard
That's
not to
true.
take Green Bay overs because Aaron Rodgers is greedy and he will stay in the game to throw 5 or 6 touchdowns. Aaron, it does not matter.
Remember
He's done
another.
that plenty of times before. He's greedy. He's a greedy bastard.
Low-key want to take. No, I'm not gonna take to
I
touch Green
talked about
Bay.
that with you earlier. Minus the 7 with the Green Bay. We know Detroit is going to score a little bit, but Green Bay is going to give them at least 40, man. I'm telling you that. This Detroit defense is terrible. Like it's terrible. And now my only problem with Detroit, they're a little banged up on offense.
Yeah, without Galladay, you can't touch Green Bay. I mean, not Green Bay. You can't touch Detroit
You know what
if
I'm
Galladay's
saying?
not playing.
But we have seen the other players step up before. Let me see. Let me actually, I don't even.
Adrian Peterson has like
Right.
eight
You know what I'm
rushing
saying?
touchdowns.
What's the over sitting at? The over sitting at is at
50, I
55.
think.
Good God.
It's a lot of points, man. For a rivalry game,
But I'm just
it's
saying,
a lot of
it's
points.
okay. Green Bay beat Chicago 41 to 25. Lost to Indianapolis 34 to 31. Detroit put up 34 and beat Chicago last week. And they put up 30 points against a good Washington defense 3 weeks ago, beat them 30 to 27.
I'm pretty. Didn't they have Galladay that
I'm pretty
Washington
sure.
game?
I don't know. I don't,
And he's
he's
not playing
not.
Sunday. No.
The injury report, I don't see Galladay on there. Let me see.
They did
Pull
not.
up real quick.
Was the Marvin Jones game. They did have Swift
Yep,
that game though,
yes.
and Swift is questionable.
This will be a game I will have a little teaser going on. If you could tease the over down to about, what is that, 49, 48, I would take that.
Yeah, I
Because,
don't know.
yeah,
It's
you never
rivalry
really
and
know what
playoff
goes
season, man.
on
I don't know.
during this time. A lot of teams, for some reason, step up and remember how to play football, or some teams just completely forget, so it's a little iffy. Other than that, I'm pretty sure that's all my picks. I got a little 4-leg parlay that I think is pretty safe for this weekend. I'm gonna use the site me and Bam used to give you guys a little bit of what's at stake. So yeah, it's terrible.
That shitty ass site. Hey
So
man,
it's
somebody
terrible.
lob
Give
us a
me one
different
second.
site. Man. All right, I guess since Sean's not here, I'll kill some time. But he might be gone for like an hour. Nigga got kids and shit. We didn't talk about the Ravens Browns game. I wouldn't touch it. It's a prove it game for the Browns. I think the Browns are actually the better team right now. I don't think the Ravens like Harbaugh. And Harbaugh is a that's pretty common for both of them. But I feel like the Browns can pull off the upset here, even though I think they're the favorite. They're getting 2.5.
All right. I'm back.
That's tough. I wouldn't touch it unless I might buy up to 3.5, but otherwise I wouldn't touch the Browns.
Okay.
I was
So
killing time
I'm going
because
to
you
give
weren't
you my
here. I was
little
talking about
parlay
Browns
that thing's pretty
Ravens.
safe. Going with the -3 on the Colts, like me and Bam suggested. I like the -2 for the Houston. I would take it all the way up to -3.5 right now, if anything. I also like the -1 for the Falcons and the -7.5 for the Saints. Now, using me and Bam's terrible website, oh my goodness, speaking of terrible website, guess what just crashed? But using me and Bam's terrible website that we have,
No,
I go ahead and put the picks back in so they don't mess up. A $50 stake with this four-leg parlay will earn you $615. Think that's pretty fair. I think these are all safe picks for this Sunday. The only game that I'm a little shaky about, like Bam said before, was that Falcons game. But like I said, this Chargers team is terrible. The Falcons have been greedy on defense. Right now, you can get it. You can get the game at -1. You just got to win the game at this point. I think this is pretty fair. I'm pretty sure this is safe. If you want to go ahead and lock this in, I will lock it in now before any line changes happen.
yeah, normally we get worse lines than like I feel like most people are betting on like what's it called? It's the one we're always jealous
The
of
what
because they
is
get the
it?
crazy parlays that we know
DraftKings,
we
yeah,
make money
FanDuel,
off of.
yeah.
FanDuel. Yeah, I know FanDuel consistently has at least
Yeah, that
half
it
a
kills
point
us.
better for
FanDuel,
the same odds.
DraftKings, a few other places that I've looked at. I mean, even Bovada's terrible cashback system, we're not going to talk about that, but it allows you to get really, really good odds. You know, me and Bam, we're stuck with the worst odds out there. You know, but
Facts.
that'll wrap it all. That'll wrap this week's episode up, 803 picks. We're trying to get these out to you about 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Sunday. That way you can have about, 1 to 2 hours before you get everything together. The full injury report will be out for the 1 o'clock games. Most of the 4:05, 4:25 games injury report, they should be coming out. So this will be everything for you. Well, thank you guys for this episode. You guys have a nice day.